Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host Musa Al-Bahadili, and you are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems and other relevant questions parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. As usual, most of the answers are based upon the Holy Quran and upon the narrations of the Prophet and of the household of the Prophet, supplemented with the scientific data. Joining us in the studio is our guest speaker, an Islamic researcher, Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi from the Islamic Seminary of Qum. Dear Sayyid, I welcome you and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sayyid. Continuing our discussion about the 25 mistakes parents make when they're raising their children, last we spoke about the fifth mistake some parents make, and that is when they are in a situation where they are administering physical punishment, to put it very politically, they sometimes switch up the rules of engagement and the way that they physically punish. And of course, they are not allowed to physically punish a child at all. Now, how do parents who suffer from this problem, dear Sayyid, avoid hitting their children? And are there any conditions for maybe hitting or slapping a child, or are there none? Dear Sayyid, please enlighten us.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan al-la'in al-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil faraja. When it comes to how we can overcome this problem of causing the child bodily harm and hitting them, is first, parents and educators, they should keep in mind that they should never use their hands permanently with kids. All right? Now, that does not mean grab a stick or a cane.
Some parents are creative.
Yeah, because I remember back in my school when I was a kid, our teachers were very violent. We used to have these wooden rulers and iron rulers. And when we don't answer a correct question, like, you have to open your hand.
Give you a palm.
And they hit you so hard, it literally, like, it pushes you down to the ground. That's how hard they hit you. And that's just awful. So we said a person should not use his hand to hit a child whatsoever, right? And instead, all you need to do is control your damn anger.
Right.
That's it.
That's simple.
That's simple. Control your anger. Because any mother, for example, or any father that hits their child, they are failures. They are complete failures.
Complete.
So we need to keep our kids clean. We need to keep them safe. And we need to keep them away from harm's way. And what happens, instead of hitting children, we can put a lot of things in place instead.
Yeah.
And sometimes we do put things in place and we don't stick by them. For example, if you tell your kid, you can go outside, like you can go to the sports club or you can go play with your friends,
right. But
you have to be back by 9 o'clock. Now, the kid shows up at 10. What you can do is say to them, you're not going to the club tomorrow as a punishment.
And that's it.
And you stick with it.
Right.
Because the child will try to plead with you much as he can. If you say, okay, sure, but don't do it again, that's it, you're lost. He will do it again and again and again.
That's the first step to failure.
And you might resort to what? Hitting.
So right. Stick by the rules that you make.
Right. And with that, let's go ahead and take a quick break.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Today we are discussing how to avoid physically punishing our children when we are angry. Dear Sayyid, please continue the discussion.
So we said that we should not raise our hands to children. There are a number of conditions and things that we need to keep in mind
right.
before we hit a child. First, we have to understand that hitting a child is the absolute last result.
Right.
So, when you want to hit your child, I mean, if you do fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yeah, I mean, if you do fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, imagine that one day, me and you are going to stand in front of Allah, and we have to answer for all the mistakes and all the things that we've done, amongst which hitting children.
Right.
So that should scare you off, right? So at least say, okay, you know what? Let me find an alternative to hitting.
So be God
willing. Angry. I'm furious with my child. So I say, okay, take it easy, calm down, find another solution, because you don't want to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this action that you've done.
Right.
So first, you have to make sure that it is the last result.
Right.
Second, parents need to understand that they need to stay away from situations that get them angry to begin with. Right?
Right.
So most people, they get, especially with fathers, they get busy at work.
Yes.
They get very tired. So the father comes to the house tired and extremely, exhausted.
Very exhausted.
And then
yeah.
he hears the kids yelling and screaming and stuff like that.
Playing around.
And his first response, obviously, because he's tired.
He has too much stimuli already.
Yeah. So he goes berserk and he starts screaming and hitting and
right.
and what have you, which is also a problem.
Yeah.
Right. So they're playing, they're having fun, they're arguing with each other, and he start hitting their kids and harm them.
Right.
And, even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ دَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى. If you do an atom weight of good, Allah will see it. And if you do an atom weight of bad, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ شَرًّا مِثْقَالَ دَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. Even a small speck of atom, if you do it, Allah can record it if it's bad. So how about hitting a child? That's obviously bigger than an atom.
It's insane.
So you have to keep that in mind. So number two, try to avoid places where it might get you nervous and might get you tired.
Right.
Like I said, I think I said this once, that when I come back from work, usually I sleep in the car.
Right.
I take a nap.
Take a
relax,
power nap.
Yeah, do wudu and go back in the house.
Right.
If I'm too exhausted, I know I'm just going to, the first one that speaks to me, I'm going to slap them in the face.
You're going to start slapping people.
Yeah, so stay away from places where it causes you to be in that situation where you are constantly agitated and on the
if
edge.
If you cannot control yourself, even if you can, use it as a precaution.
Mm.
Dear Sayyid, we'll continue the discussion after a quick break.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي الخيرات
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, Love children, be kind to them, and whenever you promise something to them, fulfill it.
يا مقضي الخيرات يا مقضي
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are discussing how to avoid hitting our children
as of course Islamically it is forbidden, and other than that it will have disastrous consequences for the child himself. Dear Sayyid, please continue the discussion.
The parents should not, you know, always just use one method of punishment. There are many methods of punishment.
Right.
Why stick to hitting all the time?
Right? It's the easiest one, okay. Perhaps.
Well, that's a bad... They say this, historically speaking, of course.
Right.
They say, as Zubair ibn al-Awwam, Zubair, and we know who Zubair is.
Right.
Now, Zubair, he was a very good person, right?
Right.
At the beginning, like he was an extremely good.
He was a very pious person.
Yeah, he was a very pious.
Swiss under was.
Yeah. Even the Prophet said, he said, Zubair ibn Ahl al-Bayt, he's from us Ahl al-Bayt.
Right.
To that point. And then he says, you know, when his son came, Abdullah, he went out of the way. And after the Prophet died and all the Khilafah and how he had to go fight Amir al-Mu'mineen, and obviously he deviated.
Right.
And they did say that Abdullah ibn Zubair, when he was a kid, he used to get bashed a lot by one of his maids or one of the ladies that was taking care of him. So this is historically speaking.
He was hit physically.
Yeah, he was physically constantly hit. And she was like very harsh with him. And they said this caused him to, you know, to have this kind of end.
It was definitely
now, I mean, I don't know, but this is historically being said. I've read that somewhere. So it could lead to a person, if he's always hit, this is the only method he faced when it came to him being punished,
right?
Then obviously it will have devastating effects on him when he grows older, and most of the people,
a lot
of the people who are violent in their nature and prisoners.
We do know that bullies are bullied themselves at home.
Exactly.
So we take that anger at somebody like half their size or whatever that you mm-hmm. have.
True.
So we do have this as a scientific fact, unfortunately.
We do. All right. And then, number four, when it comes to if you want to punish a child, it has to start from least to most.
Right.
Right? From minimum to maximum. You don't jump to maximum before the minimum. Right. You don't hit 100 at 0 seconds.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It takes you like from zero to 100 in 5 seconds, for example.
Right, yeah.
There's a process from slow to fast. You can't just jump from nothing to slap and hit.
Yeah.
So there has to be this
process of
stairs of punishment until you get to where you want to be.
And of course, the hope is that among these steps to where you perhaps may end up, you get the problem solved.
Mm. And sometimes, and some people, they when they get angry, they punish with everything. They hit them, they deprive them of their computers, for example.
Right.
They take their PCs. You're not going to use the phone. You're not going to talk to anyone.
Right.
Any ground. So they get punished all at once.
You're basically an animal now.
Yeah. So they get punished all at once.
Yeah.
From every direction, everything gets taken from them.
Because it's an outburst of the parent's side often, and because anger comes in an outburst. And then they punish, and then when they calm down, they cannot, I don't know, because they're stubborn, because they're too prideful, they do not want to de-escalate the situation. Like, okay, maybe I should have punished that much. Maybe I shouldn't have taken away the phone, but like, I've done it now.
Yeah.
And I need to save my face. I need to protect my authority, this honor that they perhaps have.
That's it. Even the Quran says, وَجَزَاءُ السَّيِّئَةِ سَيِّئَةٍ مِثْلَهَا. If someone does one bad thing, you do one bad thing. You don't do 100.
One, yeah,
you don't
exactly.
Do all of them, you know? You ground them, you take everything from them, not going out. No. So it has to be done from least to most.
Right, and with that, we will have to end today's program. Dear Sayyid, I thank you for your time and for your valuable information and knowledge. I also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. If your dear listeners have any questions or comments or suggestions, please contact us at our email, englishradio@irib.ir, or you can visit our website, parastoday.com. Alternatively, you can also find us on the various social media websites, such as on Instagram and Twitter, under the call handle of Call of Islam Radio. Thank you for joining us.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space. it turns upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.